Vision View Sports Radio unites all sport lovers from all around the world.
Honours is yours. You may roll out the red carpet and welcome our guest.
Honours is mine.
Yeah.
To welcome the TS Galaxy midfielder, of course. The speedy midfielder. Hey, you know.
The speedy one that's only training once. Once a day.
We don't need to. Oh. We don't need to train a lot of time. We fit, you know. It's
right.
A thing, man.
Oh, I forget. You know what? I forget.
It's all about speed.
That you're not going to be on my side right now. That you have a partner in crime. It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have Mokete Mokhaila. Do you have a nickname, by the way? I mean, you can't tell me you don't have a nickname. Speedster. Yeah. Okay.
So Speedster, you're killing them, son.
Mokete Speedster. Mokhaila. There was a player called Mokete, by the way. Mokete Tsotete. Anyway.
Yeah.
You remember? Remember?
Yeah.
Defender,
yeah.
Though. Different.
Yeah, different.
Yeah. How are you, my brother?
Including yourself, man.
Yeah. You from training, as you said.
No, he's not.
No, he is from training.
Are you from training? Was it morning training or afternoon training?
It was a morning training.
How?
You see? And it's afternoon now, 16:39. How? He rested already.
He trained.
Yeah, trained.
And got vaccinated as well. You did, yeah? Got vaccination?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. And what is, how do you feel? Well, physically, how do you feel?
Yeah, first and foremost, I'd like to, you know, to thank for the opportunity for you guys to, for me to come through and share my experience of, you know, of the vaccine. Yeah, I got vaccinated yesterday. It was my first time vaccinating and, you know, the side effects, you know,
possibly
different in terms of our health.
Mm.
So some, it wasn't that effective. Some, it was effective. For me, it was just an arm, you know, like my shoulder.
Sore arm. Yeah. Very sore.
Where did you get yours?
Right arm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can only get it in the arm. It's not like you can choose a part of your body.
Poses like this isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, just the arm and, like, under the armpit, you know. Mm. So, today in the morning, you know, when I woke up and then, you know, because they say after every 6 hours you have to take, you know, Panado.
Yeah.
So when
did
I woke
you take?
Up, yeah, I did take.
You did.
So I felt better after taking the Panado.
Mm.
So that's why it keeps me going.
But take me through your thought process, because obviously your club comes to the party and says, we've got players who need to be vaccinated. Let us, you know, facilitate the process. Everyone has a right whether to accept or to decline. So take me through your thought process as to how do you arrive at the decision to be like, okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, the process, not an easy process to think about it, because, you know, first and foremost, I was worried about the side effects.
Mm.
That was my concern.
Mm.
I didn't know what side effects I would have, because even someone can tell me that, you know what, hey, they had a headache or they had a stomach issues, they were fever, you know. So me, I'm different from, you know, I'm different to them.
Yeah, we're all different.
So that's what I thought about it. Like, what would I experience? Like, my side effects. The thought process was just about the side effects. That's what I was concerned about.
So
I had to think about it. Like,
did you go far in terms of your thought process? Because we hear scary stories, right? And I think the scary stories, the more that are out there, whether true or not, you know, scare people away from getting the vaccination. Did your mind take you to the furthest point where, look, I might not come out of this alive?
No, I never thought of that.
Good, I'm glad. I'm glad.
I never thought of that. I just only the side effect, you know what I mean? Because we played on Sunday, so the side effect was gonna prolong up until maybe Saturday, you know, like affect the process of me getting fit for the game. You know what I mean? That's the short term, you know, thinking of the side effect. I didn't think about like what could happen. Like, as we just said,
I'm glad you didn't take it to the furthest point. It was
that,
more like,
to that extent.
I need to get it. How am I going to feel? I have a game. Will I be fit? And that was it.
Yeah, that was it. Because like they said, it takes about 2 to 3 days. You know, 2 to 3 days in our sport fraternity. It's so much. Missing out for 3 to 2 days, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's days.
And get it now. How's the thing organized or arranged, you know, with players? Do you all get vaccinated once, or do you have dates allocated for certain players, certain days? A group of players have to, you know, how is it organized?
Yeah,
and is everyone, sorry, but and is everyone, do you have a choice, or do they just say everyone?
No, you've got to have a choice.
Is going to get vaccinated.
You have a choice. It's your choice to get vaccinated.
With you guys as well, the players.
Yeah, the players. We have a choice. But, you know, like in terms of us players, we need supporters. But, you know, we should take a step you know, first before the supporters. We can't say supporters must vaccinate, whereas us players will be vaccinating. You know what I mean? To allow them to be in the stadium, they have to
see you guys.
Lead by example, because there are a lot of people looking up to us. Mm. So if you can influence them, like we're influencers as a way of saying, like, you know what, we did it, and then if you do it, you guys, it will make our career very easy.
Are the players that are reluctant or a bit apprehensive about it?
Yeah, because our mental strength is not the same.
Yeah.
You know, our thinking, our critical thinking is not the same.
Mm.
You know, our emotional intelligence is not the same.
Yeah.
We think differently, and we take certain stuff in a different way, in a different perspective.
Okay.
So to say so, like, some they didn't take, some they did take, but some they just wanted to go through that process of thinking.
Thinking.
There will be a point where they're like, no, let me do it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's not like they don't want to do it, just that they thought about it. That's what
but
you say.
I guess it's why I asked him the question, is did his mind take him to the deepest, darkest depths of what could happen? Because your emotional IQ comes to play as well.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas he can stop at, I need to be fit, I need to play, I've got a job to do, right?
Do
that's kind of where he stops, makes a U-turn, and knows he needs to get it. Whereas the next person might not. The next person might get stuck at I'm going to take this, I'm going to die, I'm not going to play football again, and, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's the difference. That's the difference between processing a thought about a virus that we know very little about. Are we being guinea pigs, you know? Because COVID, it's not like measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, for example, that we get vaccinated against. So as you sit here, how are you feeling?
You know, there's a bit of a side effect in terms of, like, you know, we train, you know, this morning it was an intense training session. You know, we really pushed ourselves, you know, so a bit of tiredness because I was training, you know.
Okay. That's the side effect. It's tired from training. It's not tired from as in a side effect from, yes.
I don't know, because I won't differentiate because both of them are in my system.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah. So I don't know.
It's a
double tired. So you know what I mean? So, but compared to yesterday, I would say yesterday I was really tired because yesterday it was, you know, a light session and I took a jab and I was really tired. I think yesterday I would say it was a jab, but today it's quite different.
So do you have a headache?
I had a headache yesterday.
That sits, not today. Where did it sit? Was it a normal headache or did it sit behind your eyes and it was annoying?
Yeah.
Did you have the shivers? Did you get hot and cold? No.
Just a headache.
Did you have a runny tummy? No. His side effects are very minimal. I didn't have a runny tummy. I shivered like I had epilepsy.
Okay.
I had a headache and a fever. Hot, cold.
Yeah.
And so remember, I still came to work and felt terrible, you know? And so it seems like you are, you know, reacting to it well. And not the negative. What would you say to everybody who is hesitant to go, who look at you as a player, who look up to you, as you saying, you're a role model, you're a person of stature within society, and you're leading by example. So for those naysayers and the ones that don't want to go, what is your word of advice?
My word of advice would be, like, you know, if the thought process, it's not an easy process, you know. You know, it needs critical thinking. You have to think properly and then not to rush everything. So with me, I was really scared initially. You know, the first couple of minutes, and I thought about it. You know, the thought process that was just took me like 10 to 15 minutes to think about it. You know, but I, you know, in my thoughts, I had it. You know, that I have to do it because I need supporters in the stadiums. So
supporters, please go. Supporters, please go. Go get the vaccine.
Yeah, they must get a vaccine, and, you know, we can entertain them very well. Unlike when they've been on the screen, on the TV. It makes it our job very, very easier when they're on the stadiums, you know. So the motivation that I can give it to them, like, you know what, not to rush it. Take time, but not too much time. Because you, as much as you get, a lot of people get vaccinated and they tell you, like, you know, this is that. You know, like, people are saying whatever they feel. You know what I mean? Because we're different in terms of our health.
Mm.
We're different. You might think, like, maybe someone who's got a headache and stomach itches, fever, and then you go in and you take a jab and then, like, you feel nothing.
Yeah.
There's one player who, like, is feeling nothing at the moment.
You
no
see?
Headache,
you see? Nothing.
But I want to ask him, like, oh, how do you feel? It's like, just a bit
my
of a pain.
My arm is sore.
It's just a bit of a pain. Mine is, like, sore, you know, because we're different.
Yeah.
So for them, it will be like it's going to be a tough, you know, decision to take.
Yeah.
Because we're getting a lot of news fake news or, you know, what I mean? Like, you know, if you take this, hey, this is what's going to happen to you, because we don't know. The only way to know is to do it.
I'm going to hand you over to Dikgang because I know he wants to ask about the start of the season so far. But before I do that, were you like that big baby that went like,
get him off jabs?
Or did you take it like a man?
Yeah, I took it like a man.
I think I'm
Are you taking
like
the start the Tears Galaxy has had the season so far like a man?
How has the season been now for you so far? Let me say the three matches you've played, you know, how do you think the team have done so far?
You know, like in terms of how we played, by far, like we only lost once and we drew, you know, twice. And then, like, yeah, we're not doing that bad because it's still early in the season.
Yeah, three games.
You know, like it's not like we lost all of our games, just the two draws and, you know, a lose. So like I know a lot of guys who just coming in the team and like, you know, like especially like players who from abroad.
Sure.
They don't know actually the language of football we play in South Africa. So they need to
adapt,
gel. Adapt, and then, you know, the environment, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So and you know, we're getting to know each other very well. And it's a learning curve in a single game, because now we know where to fix, where to, you know, to improve ourselves.
Okay. Now personally, this is for you.
Yeah.
Your performances so far from last season, and now we just came into the new season. Where do you want to be? Are you happy? Do you still, you know, do you still think you need to improve anywhere?
Yes, there's always room for improvement. You know what I mean? We're always learning, because like for me, I didn't play that much last season because of the injury, of a long-term injury I had. You know, like for now, for this is the brand new season, the season that I've been working very hard to, you know, to kickstart everything.
The fresh season for you.
Fresh season for me, you know, like, and to pick up where I left off, you know what I mean? So I'm always determined to improve, you know, like each and every single day, you know, there's always a room for learning.
You learn
each and every single game that you play. As an individual, you want to see yourself being the best, you know, to perform to your level best each and every single game.
Are you the fastest there in the team? How fast are you? Like, you know, one of the speediest players.
Because, hold on, you guys do have that catapult, right? You are tracked and traced in your training. So I'm sure you should know who clocks the most kilometers in a game and in training.
Yeah, in terms of what you just said, there's a huge difference between, like, in terms of, like, our speed and the endurance.
Not the endurance. Yeah. Nah, I want the speed. 100, a sprinter. I know you're a sprinter. That's why I'm asking. Are you the fastest guy there?
Yeah, I would say so.
Because you seem like you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're on 100 meter, then yeah.
Oh, I see I go fail.
Yeah.
Okay.
On 100 meter.
Is that your weapon now?
I can.
Okay. So looking forward to the game that the Sundowns, obviously, playing your next match. How do you see that one? Are you ready for that game?
Yeah, we're preparing.
We're
preparing very well. Like, and then as like I was saying, like today we had a good session that we were preparing for the game. You know what I mean? After even getting a jab, you know, some people might take a jab and then the following day they'd be like, "No, I want to rest there." As we wanna work, we wanna improve ourselves. What we've got a big game on Sunday.
Sure.
And you know, playing against the champions, and they've been doing well. Like, you can check their previous games; they've been winning and they play good football. So for us, it's going to be a tough game for us, because we're going to go there knowing very well that they are champions and they play a good football. And we as well, we need to go there and showcase ourselves, and we can do it. We can play our good football, because we've been doing very well. In the past weekend, we're playing against Golden Arrows. You know, you can watch our repeat of our goals that we scored. You know, that's playing football, good football. So if we can go then, you know, apply ourselves properly mentally, physically and psychologically, we can, you know, do the best we can. In the 90 minutes.
100%. At the end of the day, everything will be left on the pitch.
Yeah.
You know, it depends.
You don't know. Football, you never see it like this before 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So anything can change. Anything can happen. Yeah. So we just have to go there and, you know, apply our minds positively at all times.
Nice one, Mukiti. I think, all the best for you. And we'll be watching.
And I appreciate that.
Lucy about your speed there, the 100 meter sprints there.
Speedy. Yeah, did they say they called him? Yeah? Mr. Speedster. What did you say? Speedster.
Speedster.
Yeah. There's a DJ, hey?
We'll be watching Speedster.
You're killing them, son. You know when DJ Speedster comes up. Yeah, you're killing them, son. 1653 it is, as we bid our guest a farewell and say thank you for educating the nation by saying, if I can do it, so can you. And remember, vaccinations are free. All you really have to do is register on EVDS, get yourself your SMS that comes through to your phone, and head on over to any vaccination site where they are able to help you.
Your 24-hour sport entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.